You guys, welcome to Make It Make Sense. We are your hosts. My name is Sheba.
And your girl, Niche. And here on Make It Make Sense, we're going to be discussing self-help.
We're going to definitely go over some current events that's happening.
We're going to address mental health issues as well.
You guys, we got a new segment that we're going to bring in this season. It's going to be world news.
And we're also going to tackle some general topics.
Make sure you stay tuned for the dope special guest that we're going to bring in along the way as well. Strap in. Make sure that you stay tuned for the topic, guys. You're tuning in to Make It Make Sense. You're tuning in to make it make sense. You're here.
Okay.
We're here.
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's get it.
That's what's important to me. Listen. Hey, you guys. Thank you for tuning back into another one. You are listening to Make It Make Sense. It's your girl, Nisha and Sheba in the building. You know what we're here for. We're here to chat about what's going on in our life, what's going on in this crazy world of ours right now, and to spend some time with you guys, okay? Nisha, how's it going?
Everything is everything. I'm feeling super good this month. It's almost over. I wish it could.
It's birthday month for her, you guys. It is birthday month, and she lived it. We chit-chatted, but we didn't chit-chat. I let her do her thing because usually, you know, her birthdays are not festive. She does not have the best birthdays, and she should. So I think she started early with this one, yeah. And it panned out just well. So all of the other signs that are having birthdays in March, I hope you guys had an amazing
happy birthday. Aries season is a
yep. All right, you guys. So I ain't really got much for the news today. You know, I don't really want to talk about bad news like that, but it is what it is. I want to just jump really quick into this whole pandemic thing where people think for some reason we're out of it. And we're not.
That would happen once the vaccine came out. Everybody was like, oh, COVID gone.
Right. Your neck of the woods, Florida, was losing their mind for spring break.
It was so packed. I'm glad I wasn't in Miami at the time.
They were kicking it. Do you hear me? It was like they didn't get it last year, because last year that's when everything was popping. So this year they were just living it up. And something in me was like, I hope they have a good time. But at the same time, it was like, be careful. Like, try to have a good time and be careful at the same time. But in the news with this, CDC is warning. The headline says CDC head warns of impending doom in the U.S., okay? What that means is they are really anticipating a third pandemic or a third because a lot of states, including the one that I'm in Texas, have lifted bans off of wearing masks, and it's 100% open. I believe Florida is another one, which is why college students went between those two states and lived it up. But I understand. I think government has done quite a beautiful job trying to get a lot of these shots out by, I think they said 90% is supposed to be available to most adult Americans by April, May. They're anticipating to have enough for every adult. I think that's a good thing if you are planning on taking that. You know, I know everyone is not, but if you're planning on having that type of security and you want to take it, that's a great thing. So they've been doing a great job with it, but they don't have control of a lot of the state legislation, you know, so states can put on whatever they want. But you guys, over the last couple of days, we have had 60,000 new cases per day. Yeah. That's what we were seeing at the beginning. You know what I'm saying? That's what we were seeing here. That is why she is saying impending doom. The last 3 days, it has been 60,000 plus. That's crazy. So you guys, I know it's not fun wearing those masks. It's not, but wear those masks. Make sure that you kind of keep your distance from everybody, at least while you're out in public. Right, especially, and let's actually get through it. Let's don't rush it and say it's all good when it's not all good. Let's get to a point to where we know things are better. I'm just hoping that things get better over time. We will join or come back to this topic on a future show as well. Okay, this topic today is what's the topic? Confession.
Confession.
Mother confessions. Now, to all the mothers that are listening tonight, this is for you. For everybody that's a mother, this is dedicated to you. We about to be so honest and true and real about what they don't tell you about motherhood. Yes, it's beautiful. Yes, it's a blessing. Yes, it's all of that, but it's some other things too. So, that's what this show is leaning towards. Also, if you ain't got no kids, you're gonna learn something too today. It may make you want to wait a little bit longer or look, rush to have them sooner. It could be either or. So, do you want to start or what you want to do? Okay.
My first mommy confession is after I discipline my kids, I literally turn around like the fastest you ever seen a person turn around to see if they're talking back. Like, because the thing is, when I was a kid, I in my, I be, as soon as my grandma would turn around, like,
Right.
see my face,
You
but
got something to say.
I had everything to say. So soon, I'm talking about as soon as I be done laid down the law, I turn around like, what you said? I heard what you said.
Just way to instigate. Look, that's an
I
instigator.
ain't said nothing, but I heard them. You heard me, like, I heard them.
Yes. Look, I think I do that too, just because I anticipate the mouth back. Or, look, I've been so far to do this. I went so far as to wait till they turn the corner and run real quick to get to the corner. Because a lot of times you will wait till you get out of the sight of to go and do that. And I've caught my son. Girl, I'll wait till he hit the corner. I'll run real quick before he get to his room. Ooh, blah, blah, blah. I was like, what? What you say? It's a real thing. It's a real thing. It's a real thing, you guys. That's funny. That's funny. Listen, though, I bathed today. That's my mommy confession. Listen, I took a bath every day. I don't get a chance to take a bath. Just don't. Okay, stuff is happening. The kids is everywhere. My sons are in my bathroom. Like, I don't need privacy. Between running their errands, helping them with this, and then figuring out what I got to do and running my own life. Sometimes baths are few and beyond. Now, to somebody, this may not be appealing, but this is real. All right, I got the chance to take time and literally bathe my body, not a wash up in the sink, not going a day or almost a day and a half without really bathing. Listen, for some people is nothing. For me, it's a privilege. It's a privilege to go in there and run out all the hot water, because I do. I run out all the hot water. Like we rush to get the baths. Like, I know my son is gonna take a bath at about 9 o'clock. Girl, I'm in there trying to get to my shower about like 8:45, and it's a rush because we know whoever take it first, ain't nobody gonna handle hot water at the end. Like, my hot water gonna run out in like 2 minutes, and I ain't for that because I like my water hot. I will scold somebody in my
I
shower.
heard it. Sorry, you too.
So that is definitely a mom confession for me, man. Time is of the essence. Time is important. And look, again, let me state it. I bathed today. What is something else that's on your mind,
All
mom?
right.
What is another confession?
The next mommy confession, y'all, I will get dressed up, get in my car, and sit in the Family Dollar parking lot just to get peace of mind. Like, I will sit there like I'm about to buy something and be just sitting there for an hour.
Girl, girl.
Meanwhile, the kids calling, and if the house ain't burning down, I'm like, I'll call y'all back.
Right.
And I ain't doing nothing wrong. I'm just sitting there. Like, I can't do this.
So you get dressed up and everything.
I get dressed up every time I leave this house. Like, that's just a fact. Like, every time, I don't care if I'm going to the store on the corner, it's going to take 5 minutes. I'm dressed like I'm going somewhere.
Listen, which is kind of in line with what I'm about to say. I had the best food all by myself.
Ooh,
girl, I go eat. Mommy confession, I would go and eat all by myself. Because look, if I bring it home, everybody taking off my plate, everybody eating, and then I'm left with the leftovers and what don't nobody else want. And I'm sharing with the kids, so I ain't full. Listen. I know we're supposed to be mothers and we do that, but listen, we do that all the time. I see nothing wrong with leaving sometimes and say, but look, I got to go to Walmart. I got to go to Wally World, get me some soap. I'll be back. And see, this is how my son will do. He'll call, Mama, the line that long? Meanwhile, I'm in the front eating potato wedges. Yeah, it's that long. They ain't just taking forever, son. I will go and get a full meal and sit in my car and eat that full meal in a parking lot well before I come home. Mommy confession, and have no problem with it. And throw all the stuff away, throw the evidence away before I get home. Look, air out the car. I let down the windows before I get home and drive with the windows down. So, because I got kids that love to eat. And so they sniffing to see if I done went somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Plenty of time. I done ate a whole meal and be like, what y'all gonna eat today?
Right.
All right, so the next one for me, y'all, is
what y'all gonna eat today?
And I mean, what is y'all gonna eat today? But
that tickled me.
My kids be like noodles. I be like, that sounds about right.
You know what? Let me say this really quick. Side note, because I know somebody listening like noodles, oodles. Listen. Just because you eat noodles don't mean you po. I know that's a po man food, but you guys, I love noodles. I got money in the bank. I like noodles.
Period. And we bougie with our noodles. We got every flavor you could dream of.
Shrimp, beef,
all that.
Chicken creamy.
Cream chicken. Okay, right, exactly. We got everything. Like what? We got boxes of them,
yeah,
guys.
So look, that's another black tale. Black, yeah. You ain't just broke eating oodles and noodles. Sometimes you just like oodles and noodles. All right, Ma, go ahead.
So the next one for me, y'all, and don't judge me. And if you do, I don't really care. So previously, I wasn't really into wine and stuff like that, but here lately, I have been buying a lot of wine, and when I'm buying it, you better know I'm drinking it. You heard? So I drink so much wine that my kids be like, did you get us kids wine too? Mind you, their version of kids wine is like Welch's apple cider. So they feel like every time I drink, they
need to drink. They want to toast it up too.
But they don't even realize I'm drinking because of y'all. Because y'all about to make me lose it. Like,
right.
But they just want to be a part of it. And I'll be like, no, this is me. Like, I'm drinking to keep from y'all swinging from
to keep myself sane. Yes. Like, yes.
This ain't for y'all. This for me.
Can I have something for myself, children? Can I have some time to myself? You know what? Back in the day, I had my brother-in-law used to. I don't know if it's still a thing, but when he and his friends would get together or grown adults would get together, he always kept sparkling water in champagne bottles and pop those open to make the kids feel like they were having.
That other stuff is expensive, child.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that may just be a back in the day thing, but he would pop the champagne bottle for the adults and pop it for us. And at that time, I was probably, I don't know, 7, 8. I was like, we about to get in there. And see, we was young. And it sparkled too. And so it gave you that bubbly little thing, you know, like sparkling water, to like that bubbling little thing. So we thought we was doing it. So just a suggestion. I don't know, that just came to mind when you said that. On that note too, I said what they didn't tell us, or did I say that at the beginning? I said the name, the topic is Mommy Confessions slash what they didn't tell us before we became women and mothers. Listen, they is whoever raised us. Now, we are so, the women in my life, and I know for Wanisha as well, her grandmother, it's just, they're just strong women. We are known for them, seeing them working and things like that, and usually working themselves to the bones to take care of their families. I never had a conversation with my mom about spending time by yourself, self-care, taking time for yourself. Why? They never did it, I guess. So they never had that conversation. And I, does that mean they're stronger than me? I guess so, because I need some time to myself. I wish somebody would have told me I was going to have to fight and scrape for some self-care time. But you know what? I realized if I don't have that, I'm no good for nobody.
Exactly. That is a fact. And I was like that for a long time. Like, I would not do my hair, ain't no nails, ain't no pedicure. It's just shoes for the kids, clothes for the kids, paying bills. I saw a post the other day that was like, girl, take off from work, because and I felt that, because I
So
remember
true.
working at, so before I made the decision just to not work for nobody. Like, I remember so many times when I was just waking up, like, I don't want to go to work today. Like, I can't do it. Like, just mentally over, just inundated with so many different tasks and things that I had to do, to the point where I felt like I'm gonna work this 8-hour shift, get off, and be working again, because I had so much to do. And I would literally be so drained, like, brain, to the point where I would just sleep. Like, my kids would be like, well, what we doing today? And I'm sleeping. Like, that's what we do. So it is very important to definitely try to take some time for yourself.
What is your self-care? What do you do that you love to do maybe once a month or something where you just take time out for you?
I always, like, from the time I was a kid, my grandma always like made it important for me and my sisters to like go to nail appointments and stuff.
That's cool.
So lately I've been trying to do that. I'm just like, look, I don't care what else I gotta do, I'm doing this.
I
Because
love it.
it made me feel good. It's that hour to myself where I got to just sit here and think and, you know,
I
do.
love it.
Well, that's
Look, for me, I'm about to be, look, this is the non-fun version, Shiva. Girl, a book, a glass of something to drink, and a book, and I am all good. And I just, and I really, and it's usually when the kids are sleeping or something, but when I mean outside of home, I recently, I'm gonna tell you something. Now, I told you on reveal day what I was gonna do. I'm going to make a point to do that regularly and have a mommy day. It may not be every month, but maybe like every 3 months, I'm going to take the time out to have an overnight stay at some type of hotel, nice room where I can go to the bar and get me a Jack Daniels on the rock, come back to my room, order something in, and just have that time to myself. Because when I done that for my birthday, when I tell y'all, it was freeing. It was freeing not to have no one there. And that doesn't mean I don't love the people in my life, but it also means I love me enough to know that, again, I'm no good for them if I don't have space for myself. So that's my thing. I think I'm gonna make that a thing, you know, regularly, at least maybe 4 times out of the year, where I'm just kind of like deucing bye bye. So on that note, and I'm gonna end it on this. I'm listening to this, I think it's a podcast about millennials. Now, I'm in that group, but I barely made it. Nisha's definitely in that group. Yeah, and it's talking about how millennials are very likely to make less money than older generations or their parents did during the duration of their life. And the crazy thing is, it was so true, because I remember just a few years ago, my mom exposed to me, I never knew what my mom made. You know, your mom them back in the day didn't tell you stuff like that. But my mom was a supervisor for a plant, and she was making bread. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was making more bread then than I was making at that time. And I was, and I feel bad about myself, because I'm like, that was 20 plus years ago. Yeah. And she made more money than I was making at that time. But that conversation that I'm listening to, it was like, why? And so the point was, they said millennials are just not going to, you know, our parents worked and did whatever for a check. They took abuse. They worked, you know, 5 to 7 days a week. They did overtime. You know, people could treat them any kind of way. But the study was like, millennials are more about being happy than the paycheck. So they will take less pay to be at a job or to be in a career that they enjoy doing, that they feel like they're reaching their purpose. If they're purposeful, then they feel like they're doing that, or they're just not about to work for somebody else and just be dead at the end of the day.
I agree with that 100%. Because, you know, we about when I chose to stop working. Like, I don't make a lot of money, but at the same time, I wouldn't even say it was because of happiness, so to speak. It was more of the freedom to do what I needed to do as a mother. Like, what I didn't like about the corporate business model was, if I needed to take my son to the doctor, you're not going to tell me I can't do that today. I'm doing that. You know what I'm saying? And so what I found was that I ran into a lot of problems with jobs, because they're like, oh, you took off this day and this day. And I'm like, look, I got four kids. At the end of the day, it ain't no check in the world gonna make me sit knowing they not where they need to be. So that's what it was for me. So for some people, it might be because they, you want to do what make you happy. But for me, it was freedom to make my own decisions.
But at the same time, and I get all of that, and but do you, I think you are part of that, what we just said too. Like, I like when we first talked about you moving out and stepping out and just, look, girl, I'm about to do my thing. The peace of not, for her not having to get up and do something she just did not want to do every day, was so much more important than the money. And I understand that completely. You guys, and I know you guys know, because 70% of Americans are in a job they don't like. I don't care if they're making bank or not. They still don't like the job, right? So if you had the opportunity, you guys, I wish we had an open discussion where people could kind of feedback off this. But if you had the opportunity to say, you know what, I'm about to do something that I like, you know, succeed or fail, it's better than getting up and doing a job I absolutely hate. Like, I find myself sometimes off of work still dreaming about work. And it ain't a good thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not about the things that I may enjoy about it. It's the things that I really don't like about it. And I find myself hating to have to go back. So when you said that to me, I told her this. I'm like, I was so jealous in a good way, because I think that's a beautiful thing. Like, would I want to struggle a little bit? Do I'm okay with a little bit of a struggle? I am. Like, and I get that. Like, I don't see me. My mom worked in a plant for 25, 27 years. Yes, she made money, but she wasn't happy. And she's had multiple surgeries on her feet because it was concrete and body just wore down. And we talked about your mom and, you know, the hard work that she's, and I'm like, I don't know if I could, I just, if it was something that I loved, if it was something that I really enjoyed doing, then yes. But just out here making somebody else's vision come true, and you ain't really about me, you ain't about me. Like, I'm really another number
Right.
towards your goal. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that was just something, because when you brought that up, that really just came to mind. And so the end portion of that, you guys, is when I said that about the millennials, jobs and corporations over the last 5 years or so have had to learn how to change the hierarchy of or structure of their company, because millennials will dip on you and go to another job and dip on you and go. There is no loyalty like there was with our parents, because we just don't really feel the need to just be taking stuff from you, and you really ain't giving us nothing in return. Like she said, I can't take off work to go get my kids. Like, you gonna write me up? Like, there is no, I understand there's a policies and rules, but do you not have any sympathy for a family? Like, do you not understand that I have a family? Could you possibly let me get off or have something in play where I could get off work and possibly come back
Right.
without penalty? Because see, I'm not the only one. Nisha's not the only one with kids. All of us have kids, and we find ourselves, what am I saying? Like, just doing what they want us to do. And I think me and Nisha said one time we were working at home, and I found myself leaving a job. Wasn't supposed to be doing this now. Leaving a job, acting like I'm still there, just to go get my child, running back home,
Yep.
hoping that nobody,
Ooh.
saw my absence.
Yeah.
Not because I want to not be a good worker, but because I didn't have a choice.
Right.
At that time, I didn't have a choice, but they don't understand that, because it's just bread and money. But anyway, I went off subject with that. It was in line with what we were talking about, self-care and all of that. But I think it's dope how millennials, and then this Z generation that's coming, this Z generation, honey. Listen, my niece is your age. She ain't working for nobody. Now, some of that is laziness, but she like, I ain't doing it. I feel like I'm gonna find something that I enjoy doing. Anyway, self-care. We went off subject for a little bit. You guys know what we're talking about. It was mommy confessions. We got to bring that back, because there's a lot of things
A
that
lot.
I can confess about with the moms. But we appreciate you tuning in with us, you guys. Was there anything else you wanted to throw in there?
I don't. I want to hear y'all mommy confession.
I know.
I know I'm not the only one.
I know not. I know not. And I know there's some funny ones out there. Listen, I was just right before the show aired, I'm just looking down on my desk, and I told Niche, I said, is this a booger? Listen, it was a booger. I just had my sons in here, and what I realized is one of them, I was about to say something that I just say with her, one of them picked the nose and put a booger on my desk. Who does that? And then clean it off.
Kids, I done found bubble gum stuck under my desk. I was like,
Oh, yeah, all that.
that's it, y'all.
That's it. Until another one, you guys. Be kind, be a blessing, stay blessed. Until the next time, peace.
Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Make It Make Sense.
You guys, make sure that you support us. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you share this with everybody that you know as well.
And if this is your first time checking in with us, we want to welcome you. If you've been here before, we want to thank you for being loyal to us and for coming back.
We are out, guys. Until the next time, stay blessed. Be a blessing. Peace.
Peace.